I am recording at the tone. It seems like it was when we last tested a few minutes ago.
Now test it when you get loud!
But if I get real loud, it gets real loud! Then it cuts off. Okay. But that was
did
really
you
loud.
Ride the Ratatouille ride?
Ooh, I don't think I did. I did Frozen.
I did that as well. The Ratatouille ride was quite possibly my top two favorite rides in the park.
Ooh, did you do Mr. Toad?
No, I didn't even see it.
That's
I missed
still there,
out
right?
on Mr. Toad, and I missed out on Small World.
Oh, I think they're right near each other.
Yeah, that's why probably why I missed them. Magic Kingdom was an absolute nightmare.
Yeah, but that gets
just
me Tron.
Exhausting. Oh, yeah, I went there, and I loved Tron. And there was a Buzz Lightyear Space Rangers training program that we went through.
Oh,
and
that's the ride with that you ride around and shoot things with the guns, right?
Yeah. Yep. That was a good time when my family went to go ride some thrill rides. I went over to Hall of the Presidents.
Ooh.
It was awesome. Things got out of hand, Westworld style.
Really?
Calvin Coolidge pulled a knife on me, but John Tyler came up behind him and broke a chair over his head. It was crazy.
I was watching on the Disney Channel, Disney Plus. There's a program called Behind the Attraction.
Yes, I watched that frequently.
All right, did you see the one about the Hall of Presidents?
No. I'm still... I'm only like three episodes in.
Okay.
So I think Haunted Mansion was the last one I saw, which I also rode, and it was lovely.
I love Haunted Mansion. They give you the history that they first built Lincoln for the World's Fair, right?
Okay, yeah.
And they
that
kept,
makes sense.
They kept
Walt loves the World's Fair.
Yeah, so they kept having this issue where every so often, Lincoln would like pick up his chair and smash it to bits on the stage. And they didn't know why. And it turns out there was another attraction on like the same electrical circuit. Like there was like a giant beam of light or something. And every time it sucked a big power surge, Lincoln would just smash his chair into pieces. So they had to... You know,
I want to live that experience so bad.
Yeah, I want to see Lincoln just like,
Robo Lincoln smash.
So I thought that was very funny. That was a good episode. I like that show a lot.
Yeah,
you get some good info. The one for the Tower of Terror is also very good.
I haven't seen that one either, and I did not ride that. That is
no.
I
don't need to drop straight down and hope gravity doesn't kill me. I'll pass on that.
Did you watch the Muppet Show while you were there?
I did. That was awesome.
Oh, I loved it.
Yep.
Of all the actual Muppets to make a cameo, I was pretty excited that it was Sweetums.
Yep. Yeah, but I did all that stuff by myself because Erica was working those days. So just me sitting there in the audience enjoying the Muppets. How was the Star Trek ride or Star Wars ride? Because I haven't got to ride that yet. It wasn't open when I was there. Did you do it multiple times to get the different chairs?
No. Well, yes, but no. I just wanted to do it multiple times.
Oh, you didn't pick a different seat each time or different job?
We did have different seats each time. Oh. I got to engineer and I got weapons. I was a better engineer than I was with weapons, but when the team that I had with the engineers, they were three neurodivergent people, so our score was as low as it could be.
Oh, sad times.
I just wrote it again, and I was like, they're having the time of their lives. I mean, who am I to complain? But Rise of the Resistance, that ride, it was I really, really enjoyed it.
Is it also a virtual thing?
No, it is a full-on role play experience with actors.
Oh,
like you talk into like all the real actors. You just see them on a screen, but then they have cast members that are in there interacting with you, and you get captured by the First Order, and you get interrogated by Hux and Kylo Ren, and then the wall explodes, and your cart gets sucked out the wall, and then you get hop in this shuttle, and you escape with the Resistance, and It was like a slow paced, like mellow ride, but it was the most fun ride.
But Kylo Ren was just on SNL.
Man, oh, he was weird.
I did not watch it because I have to steel myself, gird myself up for that one.
Yeah, okay.
Because man, I do not like Adam Driver.
I know. He's super weird though, so it kind of
works.
I
heard the
out.
Santa Claus candy or whatever was interesting.
Yeah, everything was really extra bizarre. Him as a baby was really weird.
Yeah, it was weird, but I had to pause that one. Karen was rolling with laughter and could not continue. I also was seriously laughing out loud.
It was funny, but I get it, though. That sounds right up her alley. So that was super bizarre. Weekend update. I don't know what was going on with the audience, but every joke they were like, oh my. And Olivia Rodrigo absolutely killed it.
Oh, I do like her. She's got some good stuff.
Oh, Craig, she was so good.
Hmm. She had a great episode of what's the thing in Austin City Limits one night.
Ooh, I bet.
Yeah, it was real good.
Hmm.
All right, let's talk about this show.
Okay.
It is right on. Well, let's after go. 9 o'clock. There's the script. Okay, here we go. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 405th episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. We got Sneaky Bead 15 here, fresh back from vacation. We got KS72, who's almost ready to retire, and me, who's stuck doing neither of those good things.
Also, kind of back from a vacation, although it wasn't a great... It was a great vacation in several ways, however...
Oh, wait, how was KS? I forgot.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I wanted the best, and I got the best, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Kiss, so I've seen them several times. I think this was my 7th Kiss concert. And every time it is the most spectacular pyrotechnics and stage show.
Mm.
So, and this was the last one. So they.
And in Madison Square Garden.
And it was at Madison Square Garden. Yeah. So it was fantastic.
That's a good one.
And one thing that I will point out that was just astounding to me. So, I've been to a lot of different concerts with a lot of different style bands. The Kiss Army is the friendliest bunch of people you could ever go to a concert with.
Well, I mean, they're all in their late 50s at this point. It's
pretty true. There weren't very many young folks there. But we got there and we got hugs from an Argentinian man who grew up listening to Kiss and was outside waiting to get in. He was waiting on his ticket. And just as we got there, he got his ticket. And he had an Argentinian flag, and he wanted to take pictures with us. And it was just like hugs all around. And he barely spoke English, but he just knew we were friendly because we all had Kiss gear on. Like, it was...
Nice.
Yeah. Hey, that probably made his, whole year, man. You get to go see Kiss.
It made a great story.
Absolutely.
So, you guys got to rock and roll all night.
So what is the deal with this new virtual Kiss thing they're doing now? What's this Avatar Kiss?
You probably have read more about it than I have. So I don't.
I haven't read anything about it at all. I'm hoping you could tell me.
Nope.
I saw the title on a news story, but I have to ask.
Okay, that's as far as I got as well.
Oh, okay.
But it was also fun because I went with two of the guys that I went with, some guys from high school. So it was cool to see everybody again. Two of them, the third will forgive me if I say two of them are stunning Kiss fans. Like, they know their birth dates.
We know the one is for sure.
They know all their birth dates. They know every single personal detail about every member of Kiss. There was talk about going to Eric Carr's graveyard because know exactly he's buried in Western New York. And he's like, it's only an hour and a half away. And I'm like, no, man, no. But yeah, it was a fantastic time, an excellent concert. And only two of us got, sloshing drunk. And it was good. It was a good time.
Only two of us got super drunk, and they were both me.
So, in some of the concert-related news, so I decided I wanted to look at the price of concert tickets to go see Def Leppard and Journey in Hershey.
Yes, $258.
Did you look at the front row?
$1,000?
How about four times that?
Now, is this after the tickets first went on sale?
This was on...
Is it Ticketmaster? Because what they do is when the tickets start selling out, they crank the prices.
The garbage seats way at the back of Hershey Stadium are $85. Yeah. Decent seats were, around $250.
Yeah.
But I was like, man, there's only one actual member of Journey still in Journey.
Right.
And, I've never seen Def Leppard live, which I thought might be kind of cool, but I don't know that I want to spend that much money.
Mm-mm.
I know I don't.
Yeah. But I do want to go see the Foreigner and, oh my God, I just forgot who's playing with Foreigner concert.
Oh.
Brain just shut down. Okay. Forder's touring with Summit Styx. Yes, thank you, Sluggo.
Whoa!
Yeah, Forder and Styx, Ian, how about that?
That's dope.
Yeah, huh?
I would see that.
Yeah.
Because I just saw, and by just, you know, anything in the last decade is just. So I just saw Dennis DeYoung doing his half of the Styx thing.
I would see that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, Foreigner plus...
plus Styx?
Plus the other half of Styx.
Yeah.
And then... what, the band minus Dennis DeYoung?
And then to round out crazy concertness, did you see the biggest anticipated concert of 2024?
Oh my goodness, no.
So, they claim that the headliner is Limp Bizkit. Do you know who Limp Bizkit is touring with?
Is it... I mean, will I ever guess it?
No.
Is it relevant to their genre?
No.
Oh, man. Is it relevant to the early 2000s?
Oh, way before that. How about we have... Well, you weren't there. I have seen him live at the local baseball park.
What?
Corey Feldman?
Corey Feldman is opening up for Limp Bizkit this summer.
Great.
But why?
I don't know, but man, I want to go and then leave once Corey Feldman's done, so I don't have to sit through Limp Bizkit.
But Craig, the Nookie.
Yeah, I know they did it all for the Nookie. I understand, but...
I know, the Nookie!
The Nookie. So you can take that cookie and do something with it.
Yeah, frost it.
That was good. You can take that and frost it. But yeah, Corey Feldman's on tour. Who saw that coming?
Not me.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, he's got to work. Having his angels? Is
the
that
angels,
what they are?
Yeah, they got the angels.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah. All right, so this is the show covering the week of December 13th through the 20th.
All right, Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Yeah, that's right. And your 7-day 4-star crash! When last we spoke on the 4th, you had Eddie Venom versus Cletus. I'm sure you mopped up there, right?
I probably.
Yeah. This week you had a 2-shot of Anti-Venom, one versus Spider-Woman and one versus Quake.
I'm going to say no dice and less dice.
I had to play that 4 or 5 times to win those.
I played Spider-Woman twice and I got Quake once. So I didn't have any idea how to use his powers. Turns out you need to use his purple. So yeah. Ian, don't even bother.
Nice.
And then, so I was playing that and I finally got around to watching that Spider-Man movie on the Disney.
Oh, okay.
Oh yeah,
and
how was it?
I was disappointed by the fact that one of the main characters was Spider Woman, who has nothing to do with Spider Man, and I'm like, why is she even in this story? I don't understand.
I was also confused by that.
I'm like, she doesn't have anything to do with Spider Man. What's going on here?
Yep, couldn't be more unlike, but they do share a name, so it makes it hard.
And then I recently just saw the preview for Madam Web with Dakota What's Her Bucket.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, that looks terrible as well.
Yep. You know it.
However, I saw that when I went to the movie theater to see The Marvels.
Oh, ooh, how was that?
That movie's a giant turd.
Ooh, sell it.
It started out okay. I'm kind of on board. Things are going on. I like the Kamala Khan character and the actor. Mm-hmm. The actor, like, you know. So I'm like, all right, this is cool. It's going. They get to a planet where everyone, their language is only in song.
Yes.
So then it turns into a musical.
Yeah. Disney Plus, here I come.
That's going on. And then at one point, they stop to talk to the prince, and he can talk normally. Do you know why he can talk normally, Ian? Here's the joke. Oh, he's bilingual. Ugh. That scene happened. I looked at the people I was with. We all kind of rolled our eyes at each other and went, yep, it's over.
I've been having my struggles. I don't need to hear these reviews.
It was not a good movie.
The MCU has been a dream in my past, my distant past, before time travel and the multiverse broke my brain.
Yeah. Yeah. So there you go. The next crash is going to be Abomination versus somebody. We don't know who.
Exciting.
Yeah.
That sounds new.
Yeah, it does. And 220 is probably not very good there, Ian. Sorry.
No. No.
What do I have? Oh, I got a champed Abomination. Look at me go. In Story World, Puzzle Gun... No. Lost in Time. Let's start there. That's running. That gets you Hawkeye, an X-23, some Samurai, Dokken. Placement there is Elsa and some Peggy Thor. If you did the Puzzle Gauntlet, that'll get you some Wasp Gauntlets, if you haven't done that yet. Strange Sights is next. Emma Frost, Elsa, Peggy Thor. Placement is Moon Girl and Devil Dino with some Wasp Shards. And last week, we didn't have a show. There was a Galactus event.
Yes, there was.
With, I think you got Peggy Carter covers, right?
I think so. I jumped in at the end. I think I got home Saturday.
Yeah, that event is just so easy now that you kind of...
It was fun. I haven't battled Galactus in a long time.
I actually, yeah. I got beat by Galactus once on round 8. He defeated
really?
Me.
Nice.
Yeah, it was...
Yeah, he sneaks in a 30 every now and again.
Well, I didn't rough up Hathor before I started it. And I'm like, oh, well, Galactus will do enough damage to get him. No, not the first two rounds. And then when he started doing damage, it was like all the damage and all the AP. Like, he started generating so much AP for himself. Two rounds later, he's like, all right, I destroy the world. You lose. It was not good.
And in PvP world right now, it is Assassin for Hire, Electra, Reptile. Placement is Rhino and Jessica Jones. And I think the Back to Life season starts very soon, but it wasn't in-game yet for me to look at the rewards. In the news, there's so much news. Let's start with support shards are here.
Oh.
So as the support rework, there is now a way to rank up the supports in your roster. So there's a bunch of new terms, but effectively you could get support shards for your supports that allow you to rank them up to the next rarity tier, man. And then once the support reaches max level, and then you can keep unlocking it up. So to go from rank 1 to rank 2 is what? Yeah, you have to get up to rank 50. I'm not going to go through. There's so many words. But at least now there's a way to, you know, instead of just getting that duplicate support, you know, here's some red ISO that you don't care about over and over again. At least now you'll get some shards you can actually do something with. So I think that's a good change.
Yeah. I'm pro that.
What else we got? Oh, there's another batch. We are at Champions 2.0 batch number 3 is now out, bringing you Juggernaut, Yelena Belloni from the first star tier, Doc and Moonstone, and Carol in the 2-star tier, and then way too many in the 3 and 4-star tier. But I have not got to even see what Juggernaut's third power is. Does anybody know?
I read it. It didn't stick.
Okay. It just whelmed you?
Doesn't he do something? Doesn't he, like, I think he destroys special tiles or something. I really don't remember, though.
You kind of already do that with the green. I mean, you bust up the board already.
Maybe this is a little more targeted than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. I had no idea that he had a third power until this show.
Well, it just happened.
Nice.
Afterwards, okay. We got not one, but two new characters. They is what they is. They're from another video game called Midnight Suns. And the character is called The Hunter.
Sweet.
So
is that the identity you assume when you play the game?
Yes, it appears to be.
Oh, all right.
All right. So the 3-star. Let's see. What colors we got here? Why does it not even show me? Shit. Enhanced Hero Supernatural. Looks like it is purple, yellow, and black. The purple power called Inspire. AP cost is 3. Create a 3-turn countdown tile. While it's on the board, all friendly match damage is increased by 90%. Well, that's quite a bit. Passive. If yellow or blue is made, oh boy, gain a light point, maximum of 6. If black or purple match is made, gain a dark point, maximum of 6. Gaining light points consumes dark points, or vice versa. As you go up in level, the match damage increases. At level 5, it's a 5-turn countdown, and your match damage is increased by 165%.
Wow.
That's significant. I'm assuming those points of Mare Ancient are going to be used in some other power, because not in that one. Yellow, called Slash. 8 AP. Deal 2 strikes of 123 damage. Cost 1 less for each light point. Deals an additional 20% damage for each dark point. Passive, the power is always unlocked. As you go up, the damages and things increase. At level 5, it's dealing 308 damage per hit, increased by 25% per dark point. Finally, the black power is called Heal. I wonder if it heals. Choose a teammate. If the hunter has light points, heal that teammate for a burst of health, increased for each point you have. Otherwise, heal that teammate for a bigger burst of health, but the hunter loses health, reduced by 15% for each dark point. Passive, this power is always unlocked. Oh, Inspire's password is always unlocked. Oh, I see. The first power. Oh, all right. So yellow and black make sure that you always have access to purple. I'm not sure why both yellow and black both need to do that. That seems weird. As it goes up in level, it's a little bit more healing, a little bit more damage, and so on. That power seems terrible. So I guess it's a 5-5-3 for me. The first power seems real good.
I like Sluggo's comment. The yellow power, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom. It was the age of volition. Yeah, that's how I
Oh, I like the next part. He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a vodka drink. He drinks a lager drink, he drinks a cider drink.
Oh, don't worry, Sluggo, I'm not reading the rest of it.
A lot of good references, though.
Yeah. So there you go, the hunter. She will then feed into 4-star Nico, who will then feed into the 5-star version of the hunter. All right, let's look at his 5-star version. Let's see. Midnight Sun's variety of the hunter. Purple power, unity color. Choose light or dark. Drain friendly blue AP, providing 1 point of the selected type for each 2 AP drained, max of 6. Gaining light points consumes dark points and vice versa. Passive, if the hunter has 4 or more light points, this ability becomes Blade Storm. If the hunter has 4 or more dark points, this ability becomes Annihilation.
Oh, God.
Inspire's passive is always unlocked and active. As you go up in level, none of that changes. All right, what are these other powers? Blade Storm, 7 purple. Deal damage to the enemy team, destroying random enemy AP for each light point. Light points are then reduced to 0, and this ability switch backs to being Unity Collar. As it goes up in level, more AoE. When you're maxed out, it's doing 13,000 AoE. That's not terrible. Of course, this is the 5-star version, so... the other half of that purple, the Annihilation, deal much less damage to the enemy team, plus damage per dark point. Dark points reduced to 0, and the ability switches back to Unity Collar. This version of it maxes out at 9,000 AoE. So it really does the same thing, just one's better than the other. All right. The yellow is the slash again. Deal 2 strikes of damage. If there's 2 more light points, this ability becomes Quick Slash. If the hunter has 2 or more dark points, it becomes Merciless Slash.
Oh my God, it continues. Dude, we've got to speed this up.
Holy smokes. As you go up a level, the damage increases. Alright, yellow slash deals, or quick slash, I guess. Deal 2 strikes of damage and gain a light point. Costs 1 AP less for each light point. If the hunter has no light points, this becomes back to slash. How can you have no light points if it makes one?
Right. Well, because you used it doing your other thing.
Right, but it says when you fire this, deal damage and gain a light point.
Right.
Oh, I guess if one of your other powers takes away your light points?
Yes.
I see it. Yeah, okay. Or it goes to Merciless Slash. All right, what's Merciless Slash? 8, yellow. Deal 2 strikes of permanent damage. All right, here's the difference here. Stun the target for 1 turn for every 3 dark points you have, then gain a dark point. All right, so at max level, you're doing almost 10,000 permanent damage and doing a stun for 1 turn for every 2 dark points.
Sorry, so I'm just constantly laughing on what's going on in Discord.
I know, it's ridiculous. The black power, Inspire, for 3 black. Create a 3-turn Inspire countdown tile. This is on the board. All friendly match damage is increased by 90%. If 2 or more light points, this becomes heal. If 2 or more dark points, it becomes dark heal. Good lord. passive, friendly yellow or blue grants a light point. Friendly black or purple grants a dark point. Heal is choose a teammate, heal them for a burst of health, plus more health for every light point. Maxing out at 20,000 health. Dark heal, heal the character but lose 2,200 health yourself. If the heal is increased, damage taken is decreased by 10% for each dark point. Looks like it maxes out for healing them for 30,000 health, but you're going to lose 13,000 health. So there you go. Light points, dark points, things the thing, whatever. I think I'm just going to pass on this character. I guess I'll catch them all because I catch them all, but whew. Somebody smarter than us will figure out why this is good. Let's see. There are shards and events tokens in strange sites. Unstable ISO 8, it says, is starting to go to 17th. Shards and event token in progression. Then in Cosmic Chaos. Again, legendary token and placement reward. Shards and event tokens in progression. The Versus, Learning the Ropes, is on the 14th. And the 5-star one is called Masterclass Hunter. Starting on the 17th. There's a Destruction of Dracula store. apparently that video game must be about killing Dracula, I guess.
You haven't got to play it yet, but that sounds reasonable.
Yeah, chance to get the hunter there, and there's the daughter of Lilith Vault, chance to get the hunter, the five-star hunter there. In the vault, the 40-item vault, there's a Midnight Sun legendary store token, a Morbius living vampire. In that Midnight Sun store, 15% chance to get 5-star The Hunter, 5-star Doctor Strange, and 5-star Ghost Driver. Buy those for 25 CP each. Oh, so many words.
A few comments from Discord during the whole thing. Wayrith said, I missed the beginning. Can you start over?
No, never again.
And then,
just wait till this one shows up or Ede's got to do it.
Aestheticist has so many pieces of gold that he was dropping while you were talking about, you know, we're not going to have a show in, you know, next week because this one's also next week's show. Gotta admire Perseverance. His co-host broke and drifted away long ago.
I don't know what you're talking about. I paid full attention to all the things he said.
Just remember when it's Ian's turn to read this, but you buckle down.
Oh, that segment went away.
Yeah. Anything else in the news?
I hope not.
The local Outback Steakhouse caught on fire yesterday.
Oh, is everyone okay?
Yeah, it sounds like it was minor damage to the outside and inside, but there you go.
Did you get a free Bloomin' Onion?
I don't go there.
Okay.
Texas Roadhouse is across the street. I go over there.
Oh. True story.
I didn't think they were like different establishments.
Let's move on then. Here we go. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Shuma versus Gargantos, the trial of the century.
Oh, good old Gargantos from the Multiverse of Madness. He's a 5-star character, green, black, blue. His tentacles thrash. It's a green passive. Let's see what it does. At the start of the turn, if one does not exist, create a one-turn countdown tile that destroys one enemy AP in its color and recreates itself on an adjacent tile. If the enemy has no AP in that color, it deals 664 permanent damage instead. If Gargantos is invisible at the start of the turn, create an extra tentacle thrash tile, maximum of 3, and the damage that it deals scales up to 4,728 permanent damage. Tentacle Teeth! It cost 8 black AP.
That's the name of the fourth baby, by the way.
I think so. Tentacle teeth. Reduce the strength.
We should probably give a shout out at this point to Donkey Teeth, since we have nobody listening will have any idea what you just referenced.
That's true. Our friend Donkey Teeth has had his fourth baby, so.
Yep. He's resting.
It is now called Tentacle Teeth.
Okay. Anyway, Tentacle Teeth. 8 black AP, reduce the strength of one enemy strike, protect, and attack tiles by 44, plus 44 for each tentacle thrash tile on the board. Then for each enemy strike, protect, and attack tile below 44 strength, destroy that tile and deal 975 permanent damage. As this scales up, we're reducing the strength of 2 enemy strike, attack, and protect tiles, and the permanent damage is 5,876. Ineffable horror. A horror that will not be effed. Cost 9 blue AP. Completely drain the friendly team's blue AP, dealing 337 damage per AP drained. Gargantos goes invisible for 2 turns. While invisible, Gargantos matches deal permanent damage. He goes invisible for 3 turns, and then he deals 4,275 damage for each blue AP. He seems all right. None of that knocked my socks off, but permanent damage sounds menacing, and he seems to do plenty of it.
Yeah, when he comes out and splats you in the face, that can hurt pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't love that. I found that battling him is a little more challenging than being him, but that's to be expected. But how's this dude work?
I don't really know, but what I can tell you is I had him spec'd
355? I would say 355 at quick glance. What is the correct answer, Ray?
The correct answer is 535, and like overwhelmingly. So
okay.
I just respect him as such.
Yep, that sounds fair.
I know
dealing with enemies, strike, attack, and projectiles seems lame.
When I have used him in the past, he does a surprising amount of damage. Like, he is not awful, but he's also not fantastic. So, I don't know. Maybe he has a niche use that I'm not familiar with.
Sure. Well, there you have it. Gargantos, formerly of Shumagorath fame, currently of the Multiverse of Madness. That's what Sunny and Xandar.
All right, let's move on. Acting, thank you.
Oh, Ian, who we got? On. This week, we have Leslie Odom Jr., and I will begin. Now, I know that children are in charge of the world and the gateway to all the money, but in my world, Leslie Odom is playing a fully adult Cloak or Tyrone Johnson. I don't know. I like my Cloak and Dagger as, you know, normal aged people, not weird children on that show. I didn't love it. It needs to be better.
I like to pray to the baby Jesus.
Yes. I like to pray to the fully adult Cloak and Dagger. I like Cloak and Dagger, and I would like to see, I don't know, that's a property that I would have liked to see done a little better. I didn't love it the first time around. Ray.
So, I don't have much experience with Leslie Odom Jr. I remember he was in Glass Onion. Yes. But his character wasn't that prominent in the show, so...
Also true.
That's about my extent of his acting range. So...
Truth.
I'm basing it on his looks. I think he... if you were to give him a nice metal sheen, would really make a good Silver Surfer.
Oh, I don't hate that at all, because it was so unexpected.
I'm sure it was, I think, you know, decent yeah. actor, he could do a Silver
yeah,
Surfer.
Yeah, absolutely. By Jove, I like it. Gregory.
I went with a character who's already appeared in a movie but was killed off, but since they're rebooting X-Men, they can bring him back. So I am going with Darwin. He was
Tell
killed in
more.
The first class. He was an X-Man. His power is that he adapts to whatever kind of hurts him, so he can't really die. Like, if you shoot him, he instantly becomes bulletproof. If you subject him to massive amounts of heat, he turns into, you know, metal or something that you can't melt. So he's pseudo, you know, impervious to damage. Somehow right. they still killed him in that movie.
Right.
But I think I would go with Darwin.
Right on. Three solid choices. For those of you who like to play along at home, next week it will be none other than the famous chocolatier himself, Timothy, I'm dating Kylie Jenner, Chalamet.
Chalamet. Very good. Let's move on. Willie, do you got anything in the mailbag from the week off?
I certainly do. Well, and not just the week off, but the week before that. So let's start over on... Where did I start? I think on Reddit. Ash Boomstick.
all right.
I have a prop for this.
It's been a while.
So I have to get ready in the Discord. So
Uh-oh. He
sent an image, and it says, "Hey, guys, just in case you want to bring back the pie segment, I got one
Ooh,
for you.
I'm intrigued.
It is a pickle hot dog pie with pepperoni whipped cream. I'll be at the trash can dry heaving now. Ooh. Feel free to join me."
Boy, I hate that.
Yeah, I definitely will not try that.
It looks like it's just pickles and chunks of hot dog suspended in a gelatin.
Yeah, when you first put it out there, I thought that the green parts were just Jell-O.
No.
With big chunks of meat in it. And then once you told me that was actually pickles and not just green Jell-O,
that's disrespectful. That just, it's like a YouTube prank, but in the form of a pie.
Yeah, yeah.
And what did you say is on the whipped cream?
Pepperoni.
No, peppermint. I might have said
pepperoni,
but it's peppermint.
Okay.
Ooh, even worse.
I think that somehow does make it worse.
Yeah.
Yes.
It does.
Oh. Yeah, I definitely don't want peppermint with my pickle. I mean, that's...
Well, I don't want peppermint with pickle, hot dog, whipped cream, a pie. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you don't like mint.
That's true.
I do enjoy mint and other things, but not with a pickle.
Ugh. Yeah, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah, this seems like something that you would make when you intentionally need to, like, oh, I've swallowed, you know, poison. I'm going to die. How can I make myself throw up? Pickle hot dog pie.
By thinking about eating this pie?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Stink Palm, way back when, I don't know, a long time ago, we talked about, in the acting segment, Christina Ricci.
I remember that.
So he says, run with me on this. I would go Pixar's Inside Out and cast her as Phoenix. I would cast others as different personas, all in conflict for the reins. The actual Gene would be a teenager. Scott from the future, Joel Kinnaman, would be trying to track her down before she had a psychotic break. It's both a twist on Days of Future Past and the overdone Gene and Phoenix trope. It's interesting.
I'd watch it. If it exists.
I can't quite Did picture Christina yet? Ricci is it in there, but all right. Who am I to argue?
Yeah, I'm there again because it's a you know Herman's Head situation.
Right.
Oh, so before we stray too far from the last horrible segment, let me try to fix it. Craig.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I had in Epcot.
Yes.
Atlantic Beach Pie.
No way.
Yes way.
How was it?
It was awesome. It's good. Salty.
So the crust did work out.
It's the saltiness is what makes the pie. The salty plus the citrus.
I'm so bad. I can't believe they had that there.
Yeah.
Which country was that at? The U.S., I assume?
I think so. Yeah. I can't remember. There was a pie situation. There was stuff going on for the holidays, and I was like, oh, I'm eating this. What is this? A Christmas tree made out of sushi? Put it in my face.
Did you go to the Mexican Pyramid and ride the Donald Duck ride?
I did not.
Ah, oh, dude, you missed out.
I feel like I did. I didn't even notice it.
Yeah, there's a Mexican Pyramid. If you go inside the pyramid, there's a boat ride that's Donald Duck themed. It's phenomenal.
Oh, did I ride that? Why wouldn't I ride that?
I don't know.
That might have happened. I'll have to ask.
I think I'm moving on.
All right.
Do it.
Samurai posted it on the Reddit. Is saying to me, Ray, I'm sorry that you have to put up with Craig complaining about Moon Girl Dino. As much as he hates Loki shuffling the board, Dino Dance Party might make him throw his iPad against the wall. Have you used this yet, Craig?
I did. It irritates me a whole lot less than Loki and such.
I thought it was actually kind of cute.
I actually did it. I did not mind it.
Okay.
It was much faster than those powers. Like, the big problem with Loki is it takes, like, 8.5 minutes out of your life while you have to stare and watch all the things on the board.
I think it takes, like, 3 seconds, but okay.
Oh, it's so long. Yeah, I did not mind, actually, the Dino Dance Party. Maybe that's an upset for people, but yeah, I did not mind it.
Okay. I don't remember where this came in. Probably an email. Comment from One Russ Hunter. I don't know if you're supposed to pronounce that differently, but there you go. Who said... I forget whose spouse it is that has a seafood allergy. That would be Ian's spouse. But yes. I wanted to inform them. There are some allergists who can help the patient undergo oral immunotherapy. It involves an initial oral challenge of ingesting the food at a doctor's office and slowly increasing the amount eaten. It requires daily digestion of the prescribed amount. It worked wonders on my son, who is now free to eat peanuts as many as he wants. But he has to eat 10 a day.
Ugh.
I find this crazy only that someone else also told me about this today prior to the show, and I had no idea I was going to hear about it the second time, except this person was explaining to me how I could use that same technique to get over my lactose intolerance.
Mm.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't. I have no additional information, but I've heard it twice.
That sounds like being sick a little bit every day.
Yeah, I'm not going to try that method to cure my anything. I think I'm just going to let my body slowly degrade until I can only eat, like, lukewarm tea and toast.
I just picture you having to, you know, go to the doctor's office every day to, like, eat a shrimp.
I know how far it was going
to. Well, you start off at the doctor's office just in case there's a severe reaction. And then, but there are, you go with the immunotherapist's advice. I don't know. I'm not really advocating this. I know nothing about it, but that's the plan.
Right.
All right, Go Bucks Go over on the D3 forums has a new suggestion.
Like Bucks with a K or Bucks without a K?
Without a K.
Oh, very good.
There you go. A suggestion for a K-pop band for the pop-pop segment. My coworker was just raving about a group called New Jeans. said that they are the next Blackpink. This caught my attention only due to how strongly they were lauded here. Would be interested to hear Ian's take on them. Keep up the good work, gents. Always enjoy listening to the show. So there you go. New jeans, Ian. Put it on the list.
All right.
But everybody really enjoys, like, you know, broken in jeans better. I mean, wouldn't it be better if they were, like, old faded jeans? Like, would like that more. No?
I got nothing, man.
Yeah, well, you know, a new pair of jeans is like a little stiff.
A little cardboardy, like,
you
know,
you gotta break a pair of jeans in.
It's very true. Last thing I have on D3 Forum, TJ Jaw Author. I wish I had known you guys were going to be in my backyard. It was just me. But, sorry. He says he's New York City born and bred. We could have gotten together and I could have taken you someplace good to eat. Or someplace to eat good food, is what he actually said.
Get some cutlets.
Yeah, you can hang out at Tommy Cutlet's house. His mom makes the best chicken cutlets on the east side.
We did spend all of our time in Manhattan. So we went to 30 Rock. We went to Times Square. Like we did all the big touristy things, just like big tourists should. Things are way cleaner than when I was there last. But, you know, that was like in the 90s. So it's been a while. TJJ Author also says, I'm surprised they didn't hold off on releasing a new Devil Dino until 3-5 star slot, as the devs could have done a 5-star Moon Girl and Devil Dino and a 3-star Moon Boy and Devil Dinosaur. The character originally appeared in a Jack Kirby series called, not surprisingly, Moon Boy and Devil Dinosaur in the 70s. always with the ancient comic knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, there you go. That's all the comments. Thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want,
and we
to,
just
pump
want to pump
you up.
You up. All right. Let's check out some of these pumped up characters. Uh-oh. I'm nervous about something. There's a red warning at the top. Something's going to go wrong, everybody. I'm not sure what, but sit down. All right. It's new people. This is my worst nightmare. Aw, come on, dude. I don't know a single one of those characters.
No.
Not a one.
Well, you know Magic.
I'm aware of her. I was rooting for her to be in the game, but sliced sorcery does more damage? I don't know what the 3-star one does. The 4-star one, I barely know what she does. I don't know anything about the 5-star one. She's part of the Phoenix 5. That's the only thing I know.
Well, you just read them off. Just, I don't know.
We're going long anyway. Arcade, Hitmonkey, Jeff the Shark, Kang, and Magic all boosted 3-stars. The 4-stars appear to enjoy Gamora. Deadly Strike doing more damage. Better special tiles, attack, and strike variety from the Deadliest Woman, and good old Incapacitate creates a larger attack or strike tile. Who is this? This looks like,
Mockingbird?
Mockingbird. Yeah. Her red does so much damage. That's about it. Let's see what, Rocket and Groot do when they're 4-star characters. More repeater damage, stronger attack tiles, better strike tiles, and, that bomb I Am Groot situation does a lot of damage. Sandman, more AoE from the green, bigger protect tiles, and more damage from the yellow. Oh, Vulture, you're such a good character. More blue damage, and that green AoE is also increased if the conditions are met. Let's see, Apocalypse. What's he up to these days? Tons of damage. Bigger protect tiles, bigger bursts of health, and more consecutive damage from his red. Oh, let's see. Killmonger, he's up to things. Damage, and trap tile damage. Magneto, I remember him. What's he doing now? Bigger strike tiles. Repeater damage is increased. His protect tiles are better. And more yellow AP damage with his blue. Confused me a little bit. Onslaught, he does things. His blue damage is increased, as is his green, and his purple attack tiles will be larger. Aha! Samurai says that he has a Lego minifig calendar. It looks like perhaps for the things that I... Advents? I can only assume yes. It's an advent calendar. Okoye was today. Okoye. Fantastic. I like that calendar. Is it only minifigs? Because that one always gets a Lego advent calendar, but it's always got little miniature builds in it. And it looks Marvel themed. I like it. I got to pull up my talking to Samurai window. I can't hear. Part minifigs, part big. That's what I expected. Cool. Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to Mystify.
Ian, hit me with some pop pop.
Whoa, yeah. I remember that segment from earlier.
Went outside to get me a cold pop.
So, this week, I had nothing but negativity going into this
one. Yeah, you did.
Oh, my goodness. They are called, first of all, they're called the Boys. And they're not the boys. They're the same spelling and the same thing, but they are, in fact, a K-pop band with an alarming number of members. Not as bad as some as we heard, but 11 is too many.
Oh, come on.
I know. And I was prejudiced, against them because I prefer female vocalists to male vocalists. And I was like, this is going to be the pits. But I was like, I'll check it out anyway. And I was checking out all their 11 members. Really, the only highlight I would say for you, Craig, is one of their members is actually an extra-dimensional being from, like, an unknown origin that possesses unlimited powers in the Star Trek universe. I was like, Q, you're a member of this band? Yeah, huh. It's just I was totally baffled. I was looking down the names, and it's like, yep, Q. All right. But unfortunately, they're not awful. I listened to their song, and I was like, now, when I say, as always, not awful, this is about a 3-minute song, and I made it to about the 1 minute and 30 second mark before I had to turn it off, which is a lot longer than a lot of the bands that I've listened to in this segment. But they're just, I don't know. I read some of their backstory too. It's interesting how the media over there, you know, manipulates their reality shows to secretly introduce people that they're already formed into a band. They were like, yeah, we introduced this member and pretended that he was, on K-pop star 6. He was one of the first people eliminated, but that was just his introduction to the public. And this other guy was on High School Rapper, the reality show, and that was just his fake introduction to the public. I was like, that's bizarre.
How do I get the episodes of High School Rapper? I think, this is a show I need to check out.
Yeah, I mean, I'll see if I can find it. It's a survival hip-hop TV show. Now I want to watch it. I just kind of dismissed it as ridiculous, but I should give it a shot.
And I'm sure, I wonder if it's like, in American shows where High School Rapper, where the youngest person on the show is like 27.
I also hope that is the case.
Man, there was nothing like back if they turned on 90210 and that one chick was like 45 years old.
That's what happens when you're the producer's daughter.
No. It was the one that she ran like the newspaper. She was friends with Brandon. But she was like legit 35 when that show started.
Nice. All right. Let's talk about a seasonal pop, if you will, that did not live up to my expectations. And I will tell you this only because there's another weird flavor in it that wasn't supposed to be there in my mind. So, as it is the Christmas season for a lot of people, they now offer at the Walmart in my area winter spiced cranberry Sprite, which I, of course, needed to try, not only for this segment, but for my own curiosity in the hopes that it would taste like perhaps cranberry ginger ale or cherry 7-Up or something like that. I don't know what winter spice is, but it's bad. And it ruins the whole drink. Otherwise, it would have been awesome.
That was going to be my question, is what designates winter spice?
It's like some sort of like cinnamony hint of nutmeggy thing. It's got going. I'm like, I don't want spice. I want cranberry in my Sprite. That sounds awesome. And then they spiced it. Curse you, Sprite. One of my favorites of the lemon lime citrus flavored beverages, but not this rendition.
It's no slice.
My expectations were too high. Slice makes orange, doesn't it?
There was a lemon lime slice.
Was there?
Yeah, I don't think it exists anymore.
Okay. So, Sprite, cranberry, don't drink it. The Boys, give it a listen. They're a little bit wacky. Q's one of their members.
Well, Q. I mean, that's something.
Yeah. thanks as always to Magnify.
Magnified. You got Steam open.
It's opening. I was a little bit ahead, but then it was slow to open, and I thought I'd be a little further along by now.
Well, I'll get started. I only am doing one.
Yes, perfect. We're gonna...
Mine is stuck on a loading screen, so...
Okay.
Yeah, mine's loading slow, too.
There it goes.
So my only one is a 4-star Eddie nice. Brock Anti-Venom Precision hey, Purge. To... Do I?
Well, you need it for the crash thing this week.
I already beat that, so...
Well, yeah. You need it just a little
He's
bit.
He's now level 313.
Okay. I will open my token. Oh, it's a 5-star. That almost never happens. Swirly bit means, oh, Miles. Carnage Symbiote. Web Warfare.
That takes us to you, Craig.
That takes him to a 1-1-1.
Ooh, poop ass.
The old...
I do like half of these things. First one is Cindy Lou Who.
Right.
Coulson. Rhino. Carolina Dean. Boy, this has been a real bummer run. Max Pun. MODOK. I'm stopping here. This is Nightcrawler. Well, at least it was Nightcrawler. At least he's a cool character. All right, a whole lot of wonk-wonk on that run.
For you, baby. I loved it. Your sweet, sweet suffering was exceptional this week. Those were terrible pulls. Like, absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it was not good.
Oh, man.
Thanks, though, to this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, that had an unbalanced mix of dark and light points.
Somehow they do something different, but yet exactly the same, just with slightly different numbers. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
It is called the Soon to Be Named Network. You can find it at soontobenamednetwork.com. We broadcast alongside many other excellent podcasts to give you the most variety for your podcast listening day. You can check us out at soontobenamednetwork.com.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Negativo, sir.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in this week. Comment, suggestions, please shoot them at the mailbag for Willie to deliver on the MPQ subreddit, the D3 forums, or send us an email to one of us being Ray, because he's the one who checks email. And then we'll check those out in the mailbag. If you want to throw us a bone, it's Christmas time. Go to our webpage, click on the Amazon banner, buy yourself something, and we'll get a little something too. That's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, avoid small things from Saskatoon. That is all. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.